Tuesday, June 14th, 2022, we went from not a barbell in sight yesterday to just the barbell. Dedicated, pure, classic heavy day. Overhead squat, 5 sets of 5. And the last time we did this exact rep scheme was December 25th, 2021. We have another video attached to today's training entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. That's Linchpin Conversations number 113. You can watch it video format, which is attached. You can find it as a podcast if you would prefer that. But that covers all the classic questions regarding a heavy day. Warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods between sets, all kinds of good stuff. We have a video showing the overhead squat. I would, of course, recommend that you use a rack. And super fitness robot loading for this would be holding 75% or higher of your one rep max across all sets of five. More likely is anything probably in the neighborhood of 55% or more of your one rep max. The wild card option, in case you're feeling a bit froggy, 5 sets of 5 of the snatch balance. Of course, we've got a video showing that. Scaled option today, 5 sets of 5 on the back squat. So you're still going to get in a fantastic heavy day. And the great thing about scaling a heavy day like this is you can just keep lowering the weight until you have an empty barbell or a PVC pipe, and almost anybody on the planet could get in a 5x5 back squat. But if you struggle with the overhead position and your overhead squat's just not there yet, the 5x5 back squat might be a good call for you. But there's a difference, not to go down a rabbit hole. If you're just working towards your overhead squat, well, then you may want to make it just a technique day. And if you go light, that's okay. But if you have some sort of shoulder impingement or something that just prevents you, period, end of story, from doing the overhead squat, then swapping it out for something like the back squat is a good call. Of course, we've got a video of that. The limited equipment option. That crew never gets shortchanged. They've got 7 rounds, not for time, of some dumbbell front rack lunges. Well, I should say dumbbell lunges with one dumbbell in a front rack position and the other dumbbell extended overhead. So they're going to do 5 meters with their right arm extended overhead. That means the left dumbbell is in the front rack position. And then they do 5 meters with the left dumbbell overhead, and that right dumbbell is in the front rack position. So 7 rounds of that, obviously breaking it up as needed. Very challenging head-to-toe movement. Dumbbells are awesome. We've got a video showing that movement in case you're unfamiliar with it. Super fitness robot for the limited equipment crew would be doing each of those rounds unbroken with 2 minutes rest between each. More likely is breaking that sucker up in any way that you need to get it done. No equipment workout for the day. You've got nothing, right? Just yourself and planet Earth. 4 rounds, not for time, of a handstand hold, 45-second handstand hold, and then 40 jumping air squats. And a jumping air squat is nothing more than a regular air squat that you just jump at the end, not necessarily a full maximum effort jump. You might just leave the ground 2 inches, but you leave the ground a little bit. And if you can't do that handstand hold, if you can do it open floor, great. Against a wall, great. But if you can't do a handstand hold, then you can just hold the top of a push-up position. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Dumbbell box step-ups, 30 to 50 reps, alternating, that's total steps by the way, alternating legs each time. You choose the loading, you choose the height. Watch the video for that. And then we have 4 different options for you to choose from, all kind of building overhead strength. I'd like you to pick just one. If you can do all 4 safely and competently, then I would encourage you to choose whichever option gets you the most outside of your comfort zone, because that's probably where the most benefit lies. Either strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, the overhead carry, where you lock out a pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, a barbell overhead, you march 100 feet with it locked out overhead, rest a couple minutes, do it a second time, rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. Option 3 is the SOTS press. Very challenging, even with an empty barbell. And then finally, the final option is linchpin complex number 2. And that is, for load, 1 power snatch, 1 overhead squat, 1 hang squat snatch, and then 1 full snatch. That's considered 1 complete complex. And you would perform the complex 2 to 4 times, resting a couple minutes between each, certainly does not need to be unbroken. So you could choose one of those. But of course, everything's optional. The accessory work is optional. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch and the wall stretch for the shoulder. So I hope you enjoyed going heavy today. I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.